You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 4, Episode 1, September 2025. Bring on Christmas. Welcome, everyone, to Season 4 of Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. The season is going to be a little different. Why, you ask? Well, I have a lot of life changes going on this season. In fact, it's a new season of life for me. Our youngest son, Drew, has started college, and my husband, Andy, and I are moving to a new house. These are really exciting and emotional times. Get ready for some life updates as I bring you along on this journey while giving you 4 elf-approved epic episodes full of new and exciting ways to have your best holiday season ever. Now, let's bring on Christmas. First of all, take a deep breath right now. It might only be September, but this is the time to start getting in that Christmas mindset. Right now, your holiday season is a blank canvas. I hope you can tap into your childlike sense of wonder. The holidays bring familiar things with the excitement of new experiences and memories. I just love the anticipation of how it will all turn out. I love getting lost in thoughts of cozy nights by a fireplace with a warm drink, surrounded by loved ones staring at the sparkling Christmas lights. It's truly the most magical time of the year. The biggest thing for you to plan right now is making time to enjoy it. That is my PSA of this episode. As of this episode, I'm unsure if we'll be in our current home we have loved for over 20 years, or if we'll be celebrating in our new home. Either way, I know that our family traditions will help me cope with the change. I love this quote from Eleanor Clivens. Traditions are about making a place in your holiday for what the people you love, love. This message is going to guide me this year for sure. Maybe we'll create some new traditions. Okay. What can you do right now to help get ready for the big day? Well, let's talk about your gift closet. Honestly, that's one thing I love about my current house. I have a closet in the basement that I put a folding table in and a few plastic drawers. I even have a white Christmas poster inside on the wall and some battery-operated lights. Having this space makes it so easy and fun to wrap and organize for any occasion. I'm hoping to find a place for gifts and wrapping materials in my new house, but I'm not sure downsizing includes space for a gift closet. Rest assured, I will make something work. One thing that is essential for a year-round gift closet is wrapping paper. If you don't want holiday-specific paper, rolls of craft paper work great, and then you can jazz it up with toppers, ribbons, stickers, or drawn-on art. Something I posted this summer was printing photos of you and the person receiving the gift. The photo tucked into thick ribbon could be the perfect gift tag. Did you know you can make custom wrapping paper from Walgreens using the site Canva? Check it out. In your gift closet, you also must have scissors, tape, and a Sharpie. I love a red Sharpie for the holidays. Gift tags are also needed. You can use white shipping labels as well as fancy ones. There's a Nimbot label printer that I got last year. It's fun to use, but in a bind, a written label is much easier. I need to get more comfortable with the Nimbot. There's a good goal for 2026. Gifts for hosts, teachers, coworkers, and neighbors are good to stock up on. A festive ornament is a great gift. Or a nice box of chocolates, or even cute cocktail napkins are fun. Be on the lookout, and when you see something, buy a few so you're ready for gifting. People, head on a swivel from now until Christmas for those you need to buy gifts for. Let's talk Christmas cozy. I just saw and posted about Christmas bedding and pillows at Target that are Hallmark branded. Mind blown. What a collaboration. Everything looked so cute. I absolutely love Christmas decorated bedrooms. I have purchased Christmas bedding through Amazon and from the Home Goods near me. I've mentioned this before, but every year my boys had twin beds, I put on the same Pottery Barn flannel Christmas sheets. It was always the first day of the Advent box with a fun surprise on the pillow. Even for grown-ups, what a treat to head to bed at the end of a long day and see an inviting Christmas quilt or even some tiny white lights on a timer welcoming you. Turn on a Christmas movie and Sugar Plum Dreams will surely come your way. Speaking of Christmas movies, mark your calendars for Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas. That coverage is beginning on October 17th. I love that you can get Christmas movie content around the clock. There's so much original content streaming too, even right now. I could be watching a fun movie on Amazon Prime right now, and I am. You can also listen to lots of YouTube channels with great holiday background music. Earlier, I mentioned a goal for 2026. Let's talk about goals. Maybe your Christmas goal is to do as little as possible this year. Or maybe you want to try one new thing. Just thinking about it is a win. I was just looking at a recipe book, and I've never baked a layer cake. I said to Andy, that might be my one new Christmas challenge this year. Maybe I'll do it. Stay tuned. This is a great time to look through your old Christmas photo albums. I'm sure you have some. Who knows, you might get an inspiration, or it might remind you of a story to share about family members. When it gets closer to Christmas, it gets so much busier. This is a great time to reflect and think about things to do the same or differently this year. This summer, my friend Amanda's mother-in-law, Bonnie, gave me a pile of old holiday magazines she saved. It was so fun to look through them. I'm still old-fashioned and love a good holiday magazine. Ones that I really enjoy from each season, I save. This is a bit off-topic, but I also saved a couple of wedding magazines from the mid-1990s. I remember buying my first Modern Bride and how special and exciting it was. Maybe when my boys are getting married, it'll be fun to see in print how times have changed. A few other things to think about now are your family, holiday photos, and Christmas cards. Do you have white envelopes? You can purchase 5x7 envelopes in advance and start the addressing a few at a time. Here are a few best wishes to consider adding to your cards this year from Parade Magazine. May the true spirit of Christmas shine in your heart and light your path. May your holidays sparkle with joy and laughter. For you at Christmas time, a wish for happiness, warmth, and love. Or you can go a silly route. Merry Christmas. May your happiness be large and your bills be small. If you're hosting Christmas dinner, here are two recipes you might want to consider. These come from the 2025 Christmas with Southern Living book. The first is a pomegranate pear and arugula salad. The salad is 6 cups of baby arugula, 1 cup of pomegranate seeds, and 2 pears quartered, cored, and cut into 1/4-inch thick slices. Mix those all together in a salad bowl, or preferably a clear trifle bowl, to see all the green and red. The dressing is made with 1/2 cup fresh orange juice, 1/4 cup of fresh lemon juice, 1/8 teaspoon of paprika, 1 crushed garlic clove, 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, and 1/3 cup of olive oil. Whisk it all together and add salt and pepper to taste. On a personal note, in place of garlic pieces, I always use the paste that you can get in the produce section of the grocery store. Toss everything together and serve immediately. Recipe number 2 is a mulled cider cranberry relish, also good for that holiday meal with the turkey, wink wink. For this one, combine the following ingredients in a medium saucepan: 12 ounces of fresh cranberries, 1 tablespoon of orange zest, 1 1/2 cups of apple cider, 1/3 cup of light brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon each of ground ginger and cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, an eighth of a teaspoon of ground cloves, and one firm apple peeled, cored, and finely diced, such as Jazz or Sweet Tango. I do love a Jazz apple. Haven't heard of the other one, but I'm going to look for it. Now turn the burner to medium and stir until the sugar dissolves for about 2 minutes. Then simmer on low for about 20 minutes. The cranberries should soften and pop. Let it cool, then refrigerate until ready to serve. Imagine the smells in your kitchen. Yes, please. Now it's time for some ho-ho hot takes. Last season, I shared some Christmas hot takes in an episode, and it was a hit. So each episode, I'm going to share a few new ones. Let me know what you think on Instagram. Let's kick things off with LED Christmas lights. What do you think about them? I only like warm white lights, no bright white lights. And I do like colored lights on at least one of my trees. Next ho-ho hot take, homemade versus store-bought. There's a time and place for a homemade treat. Maybe it's a family recipe or tradition. Maybe it's a gift. Maybe you have a free afternoon or morning and want to bake as an activity. If none of these reasons connect with you, I think it's totally fine to pick up a dessert from a bakery. We have two places near me that make prepared desserts and dinners. Just grab and go. That's pretty easy. As long as it's delicious and you can afford spending a bit more money, the time savings could be worth going through the store. Another ho-ho hot take. Writing thank you notes or thank you texts. When my kids were little, they always wrote a thank you note. Actually, we made a list of who gave gifts to the boys and divided it up. So one boy wrote to one set of grandparents, aunts and uncles, etc. Godparents got specific thank you notes. Now that my kids and my nieces and nephews are older, I like getting thank you texts. My son Jake sends a thank you when he uses the item he got, since it makes him think of the gift giver. To me, a text is fun and encourages more communication. Bottom line, showing gratitude and connecting with loved ones is the best, no matter how you do it. The final ho-ho hot take for this episode is, how do you feel about flavored candy canes? Is it a candy cane if it's not peppermint? I say no. It's just candy shaped like a cane. A candy cane has to be peppermint and hung on the tree. Do you do this? I've put them up high so our dog doesn't get them. I also like having them in a pretty glass near the coffee bar to use as stirrers of hot cocoa. The best is with the leftovers. You can crush them and add them to softened vanilla ice cream. My mouth is watering. Well, friends, that's all for now. Coming up in the next episode, join me and my cousin Derek as we dive into a cookie tasting that will make your mouth water. I will also announce a Christmas contest. Please take a minute to rate and review the podcast, as it really helps, and share it with a friend. There are over 30 episodes of fun. If you would like joyful holiday content year-round, follow me on Instagram at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. For now, this is Mary, your fairy godmother of Christmas fun, signing off.